All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robinson walks in, touchdown Washington. And a really impressive answer for this young Commander team.
Down by seven, the Commanders marched 70 yards on 10 plays. Tied the game, never looked back. Crossroads as that offense took the field last night after a disastrous opening drive for the defense. In one of the most hostile regular season road environments I've seen in a while. And you and I were sitting there, Danny.
Yep.
It was loud.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not where you wanted Jaden Daniels and that offense to be, needing to go get points to try to stave off what could have been an early landslide. But he and the offense very calmly matriculated down the field. The only shame of the entire game, frankly, Austin Eckler's injury ended up with a concussion. He will not join us today at 5 p.m., as you can imagine, because he's in the concussion protocol. So that's a bummer. But I bring him up because on the first play of the game, they handed him the ball out of a passing look, 7 yards. Next play, they threw to him, first down. A couple plays later on the opening drive, they hit him for a screen that went for like 15 and another first down. He was cooking right out of the gate, and he got them across midfield almost single-handedly with the snap of a finger. Had a big game, had the huge kick return to start the second half to steal momentum back from Cincinnati and really, you know, deflate them, I think, coming out of intermission when they made whatever adjustments they were going to. So he was huge in the early going of this game.
He is so good. So, obviously, speedy recovery because it's him and the person. We want to make sure that he's A-OK. And as you said, it's a bummer he won't join us today. I think the rest of the team flew to Arizona last night. He stayed behind in Cincinnati. Obviously, getting checked out. His health is paramount. That's the most important thing. Just from a football perspective, though, as we're talking about it, I love it. Early Austin Eckler involvement. He's so good with the ball in his hands. He's so explosive. You mentioned the intro carry to the right for 8 yards, throwing it to him when there's not much there, and he's sort of, you know, leaking behind guys and wiggle and burst and power to get himself another first down. He's so good with the ball in his hands.
Grant and Danny, triumphant Tuesday, Hall & Oates Tuesday on the Fan. The rookie quarterback led the way last night. The local football team looks to have a bright future, and it is time for you to plan your future as well. The exclusive sponsor of our show and our trip out to Cincinnati this weekend into Monday Night Football, the law firm of Cundori & Murrah. They can help you update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you and your family, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you so that you can get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Offices are in Fairfax. They serve Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., though. They can help you wherever you're at. They're rock stars in the D.C. area, so check them out. They've been a great hang all weekend. Want to get back to the phones in a second. 800-636-1067. Gauge the excitement level today on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. 800-636-1067. Some notes on Jaden Daniels, though, after last night, Danny. 21 of 23 through the air. A 91.3% completion percentage. The highest completion percentage by a rookie in a single game in NFL history, with at least 20 passes. Also, the single game high in franchise history, 20 or more passes. He's been immensely accurate. Obviously, accuracy and completion percentage are not necessarily, you know, synonyms, but last night I thought the ball was where it needed to be the vast majority of the time. Pretty easy to say that when you only have two incompletions.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Here's some other nuggets, though. PFF grading on the quarterback position. So they watch the tape. They give you a plus, a minus. They grade you on every single snap. Daniels finished yesterday with a 94.5 overall PFF grade, the highest single-game grade by any quarterback for Washington in the history of the PFF grading, which goes back several years. Also, the single highest game grade for any quarterback in the NFL this season. So you've now had 3 weeks of football, right? 16 teams have played. There's weird math because they play each other or whatever. I think there have been total, though, 48 games. No quarterback has posted a performance as proficient as Daniels did last night via PFF's grading.
Just incredible. And again, when you're there, and you guys know this when you go into games, and you got the, if you're sitting in some of the seats where you can see the whole field and see things materialize, there are instances where you go, oh, that's open. Oh, he can hit that. And you have no idea what it, you know, he was coached to look for, to look at, where his reads were taking him, where the pass rush is. I mean, there's a million things that it's much easier to sit in the stands and be a pudgy zilch than it is to play quarterback in the NFL. And so that's refreshing to even hear that, right, where it's not one of those, yeah, it's because Cincinnati stinks, or yeah, but look at the things that he left on the table. It's no. Of what's expected of NFL quarterbacks, it's the best we've seen this year.
While setting an NFL rookie record for single-game completion percentage, Jaden Daniels also became the first player in NFL history with 90% passes completed, 250 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and a rushing touchdown in one game. Nobody had ever done all of those things and filling out the box score like Daniels did, who's leading the NFL right now in completion percentage, 4th in QB rating, 4th in first downs per attempt, 7th in QBR, 2nd in quarterback rushing yards. He's now number 1 in scrambles for first downs. It is an exceptional game last night, and the numbers look very good, and the performance is trending better and better through 3 games, as we had all hoped. Let's get to the phones, though. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant, and Danny will go to Susan, who's in Great Falls, to join us on The Fan. Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. I was very happy about last night.
As well you should have been.
Yes, ma'am.
The guy on the answer phone said, y'all want to know who the game ball should go to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Terry McCollum.
Had a great game. Thank you for the call. Yeah, 4 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown for Terry McLaurin. We talked last week a lot about Terry. And what was the conversation? What is he right now? How good is he at this point? I thought last night was McLaurin at his best and what he does best. He is the contested catch. Get behind a guy, what we call stack him, like get him behind your back.
That first catch was the perfect example of that. You touched on it.
Prototypical.
He's got a step to the inside, and he bows his route in such a way where the defender has no choice but to accept that he is now trailing the play. He can't run alongside you anymore. He's now behind you. And so Daniels throws the ball before McLaurin has him beat. But you can see with the angle where the defender's hips are in terms of being able to swivel and get back in time. Terry's bursting straight, and this guy's not going to be able to catch him. It was perfect.
Yeah, he beat him with – basically, it looked like Taylor Britt was playing outside leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor jolts inside, and now he stacks him behind him. So he basically is just boxing him out like he's going to go up for a rebound, like squared shouldered, but at full speed. And then he tracks the football. So the idea is Daniels throws it out in front of him. They have done this at training camp for weeks, preseason, constantly. They posted a video. They have, you know, every step of the way, like 6 or 7 of these along the way. But just this past week, and everyone was joning on the Commander's account. They're saying, oh, do it in a game. Stop telling us about practice. Well, you do it enough in practice, eventually it's going to happen in the game. They had not hit on one of these yet. Daniels had missed on a few throws the last few weeks, either didn't see them or just didn't throw it accurately. And even the first throw is only incompletion in the first half, I think, to McLaurin yesterday.
Yep.
McLaurin was wide open for a touchdown.
It really was.
And Daniels, to his credit, was under pressure, but he kind of let it go away early and earlier than he probably had to. And
so it looked like someone, like whether it was Daniels thought that he was going to go deeper, but McLaurin was breaking across the field.
Correct.
And Daniels threw it like it was going to be a corner route or something like that.
But it's just like one of these things, we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because everything else was so good. Mm-hmm. And even on that drive, he made another play. And you didn't end up punting. You know, you don't have to look back at it and go, oh, we left points on the field. You got the points anyway.
Yeah, and they're getting points.
But it's one of those throws in the league that you got to hit on because you just don't get those opportunities very often. But the point is they finally got their home run to Terry. And he had a great game. The touchdown catch was the next vintage moment where there's a lot of guys in the NFL that are explosive, that are the types of number ones we talked about last week that we would rank ahead of McLaurin, that do not make that catch. That is a contested, grown man, you know, big boy, defender draped on your back, get your feet in. There's no one in the league I would trust more in that spot, honestly, than McLaurin.
Yeah, so I was thrilled for Terry McLaurin on a number of fronts. One, obviously, for the team and for us and for all the fans, cause that was a huge moment. That was great. But for him, because listen, he's a human being. He's aware of all of the talk. He knows that the quote-unquote number one receiver had 39 yards coming into yesterday, right? He went 6-for-22 most recently. That's not what number one receivers do. Number one receivers do what Jamar Chase did last night, go 6-for-120 and a couple of touchdowns. They put up huge numbers, their first, second, and third round fantasy picks, and everybody talks about you in the right way. Not the, what's going on with Terry? Why didn't Terry get the ball questions that every offensive coordinator for the last 5 years has had to answer so often. It's annoying. So I was thrilled for him to kind of get that monkey off his back as he had a fantastic Terry McLaurin game. The two things that he does great, sorry to cut you off, the things that you just mentioned, correct, 100% rubber stamp that. The other is that sort of not that far from the line of scrimmage, but in traffic, slant route, or, you know, that, as you said, that contested catch where he's so sure-handed and he's so good in some of the thickets, some of those tight places that he has to go to that not every receiver's good at. And he had a couple of those last night as well.
800-636-1067. You want to hop in on Grant and Daniel. Let's go to Derek, who is in D.C., who's fired up on a big Tuesday. What's up, Derek?
What's up, fellas? Love the show. What's up, fellas? I love the show. Hey, man, I want to, before I answer your question, I want to get at you guys a little bit about yesterday's segment when you were doing your predictions. And both of you guys said that you thought Jada was going to get his first interception and his completion percentage was going to dip. I got a little irritated by that, so I just want to say his completion percentage actually went up and he didn't even throw a ball even close to being intercepted.
Totally right.
And so I just want to say that, but to answer your question, man, that 2012 NFC East clinching game down there at FedEx was the most exciting I've ever been at that game because that was my first time going to a Redskins Cowboys game. So, yeah, that was it for me, man. Love the show, man. You guys have a good day.
Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, you too. Enjoy it. These are few and far between. Now, it's not like they don't occasionally win on Monday night. They did in 2022 with Taylor Heinicke at quarterback. But this one's different. I think you guys get that, right?
Yep.
Like, this is the number two overall pick who we're hoping has a chance to be the answer and the franchise quarterback. And it's early enough in the season that we don't yet know what is this football team. You know, they didn't have the offseason, as we've talked about, to basically be rebuilding. We joked about how far away from finding North they looked after week one and, you know, calibration versus rebuild. We're recalibrating. Well, they went out and signed a lot of veterans. They got a lot of stopgaps on 1 and 2 year deals of guys that were coming in here to basically elevate the floor, and then they got waxed by the Bucks. But you beat the Giants in a close game. Very easily could have been 0-2 if the Giants had a kicker, didn't get hurt. You get that win. You take that big breath, that sigh of relief. You hit the road for a game no one thinks you'll win against the Bengals. You go beat them, and now you're 2-1. You got a toss-up type game in Arizona against the Cardinals, and then the schedule gets a little bit later on the other side maybe, and all of a sudden the conversation changes. It's just funny, Danny, after a game like last night in this week-to-week league, how different everything is.
Yeah, when you I think we were joking about this on the way over here to Tom's Watch Bar at the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. We're going, well, now you look at every game on the schedule, like, they're probably winning that, right? Like, no one can stop them. This is probably the best offense in the NFL, and I think, you know, maybe they drop one that we don't expect, so it's probably 13 wins. I mean, that's what happens. That's okay to have a little fun.
Like, stick aside,
up, right?
With Kia and Wasima, with the law firm we're here with at breakfast this morning, Kondori and Murad, we're going through game by game. We're like, yeah, that's probably a win. That's probably a win. And we got to, like, 10 wins. We're like, all right, we need to just go take a shower.
Yeah.
Let's sleep on it.
Yeah, last night was fun.
It was a lot of fun. But, like, right now, Danny, there's no way they don't go to Arizona and hang 40 again. Like,
right.
Because they're not going to punt. Their holder, Tressway, only holds now. He's coming on at 3:30, by the way, so make sure you're listening in 15 minutes. So then they got the Browns. Deshaun Watson's terrible, so that's definitely a win. So now they're, what, 4-1, I think?
Yeah, just a casual 4-1.
Then they play the Ravens. Lamar's a poor man's Jaden. He has no chance to keep up with Jaden Daniels. Daniels is Lamar if he could throw better and drop dimes. So then they're 5-1. Then they got the Panthers. That's a cakewalk. I mean, that's one of the worst teams in the league. So now they're 6-1, right? Then they play the Bears. Caleb Williams is a joke. Should have gone in the 7th round. Can't believe he was taken over Jaden Daniels. Now they're 8-1. Then they play the Giants again. They've already beaten them.
They've shown you they can do that.
Super easy, so they're 9-1. Then they play the Steelers. Justin Fields and the Steelers score one touchdown a game. Washington doesn't punt. They haven't punted.
Steelers defense is pretty good, though. Anything on that or no?
I think they'll punt in that game. That'll be their first punt since week one.
All right.
But they definitely win.
So that's 10-1.
So is it 10 or 9? I guess 10. Then they play the Eagles. I would have thought that would have been a tough game, but actually not anymore. That's not even tough anymore.
Oh.
So now it's 11-1. Then they play the Cowboys. I can't wait to play Dallas. They stink. So that's 12-1. The Titans and Will Levis. He's going to turn the ball over at least twice.
He just turned it over when you said his name.
13-1. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you,
they'll never lose.
Right. So the opening loss turns into, is it by 16 straight? I guess they won't need the last game, so maybe they rest everybody.
They'll rest everyone against the Cowboys January 5th.
15-2. That's it.
Yeah. I think that's the way it goes. But a game like last night, you just, it's got that cologne. It lasts for a little while. Let's go to Anthony and Calvert, who's on line 6 on G&D. What's up, Anthony?
Anthony.
What's going on, guys? Hey, man, fire up the air compressor, inflate all the balls to between 13.5 and 12.5 PSI for the Tom Brady rule. And I got a lot to give out, man. First of all, Harris Group, got to give them a game ball, man. They went through the process. They hired the right guy. I got to give a game ball to the ownership group who hired ultimately, you know, the GM and the coaching staff. So all of them obviously get game balls. Got to give game ball to Chicago, man. They drafted Mr. Bedazzled, and, you know, glad we got what we got. Really no gassers, man. I mean, the only gasser I got is the rule that a kneel down takes rushing yardage off of the quarterback, and a buddy of mine lost a four-figure winning because of the kneel down.
Deep, deep burn.
That
appreciate you,
brother. Thank you, buddy.
That's a bad beat. Nobody cares about my bets or anybody's bets. Injuries should not kill you like they do. I'll just say that. Your boy lost a couple of parlays with Eckler a yard or two away from some things, who played a half brilliantly and then got hurt. But, yeah, it's like a fantasy football team. Nobody cares about any individual person's bets or team, I suppose. Real quick on Josh Harris. We will get to game balls at some point. It's going to be game balls and game balls probably today. Did you see this was lost amid the beauty of the night? Turned in on the field. Did you see the Commander's social media team?
I did.
Josh Harris went up to the booth. I don't think he was on the telecast at any point. I think they just brought him up to do shtick with Joe Buck. But if you remember, on Monday Night Football in Landover, Maryland last year, right after he had bought the team, Josh Harris was on the broadcast with Joe Buck, and they had the most awkward handshake exchange in the preseason that you've ever seen in your life. And it became a huge national meme talking point. Everyone laughed at it last year. So last night, Harris went up to the booth. What a funny, just normal thing to do. And he shook Joe Buck's hand.
Yes, Josh.
And the Commanders posted a picture if you want to go check it out. It's outstanding. And it's them shaking hands. And Josh Harris like has his thumbs up toward the camera, and they go, second time's the charm. But whoever's idea that was, give them a raise.
Yes. Yes, instead of a little twerp tyrant, a regular human being who has the same foibles and awkwardness that we all have, right? Like the other night, I was hanging out with a group of guys. It was a lot of fun. One dude I didn't know that well. We were like 12 feet apart. I'd shaken everyone else's hand, and I was like, all right, good to see you, man. Take it easy. I kind of did this half wave, and he sort of half stepped forward to either wave or shake my hand, and we didn't shake hands, and now I feel bad about it. Normal stuff happens to people. It's weird. That's fine. It was humanizing. I love this. I love that kind of stuff.
Josh wants to know who we think Washington's going to play in the opening round of the playoffs. I think they get the bye, right?
Yeah.
One team gets the first round bye.
They'll play bye. That's who they'll play.
The better question is, so we know the route they take on the parade. We were in the Nationals World Series parade.
Yeah, we were in it.
If we're not in this parade, because there's a good chance we won't be in the parade.
Because we're not partners.
Inexplicably, the team puts their games on like a music station that doesn't have a post-game show, which is really, really weird. But, hey, I just work here. Little rocks. Make the big rocks into little rocks.
Right.
Assuming we're not in the Super Bowl parade, which we shouldn't be, where do you want to stand? Have you thought about, like, do you stand? Do you do a folding chair? Like, where do you want to be?
Yeah. I mean, we'll be broadcasting from it, obviously. Like, so we need to, like, figure out, do we want to be outside with the people? Like,
right.
The sports bars? I mean, there's a lot of logistics.
Actually, Darris, will you make note of this? I want to meet with CK on this when we get back. For the hockey Stanley Cup parade, we were in a sports bar, and we never got to see anything. And it was fun, and it was neat to be there.
Oh, it was very cool.
But I'd like to not do it that way. I'd like to somehow be able to see the floats as they come by this time. Grant and Danny on the Fan, the holder for your Washington Commanders, Tress Way, former Commanders punter, joins us next on the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Commanders are a wagon, an offense that cannot be stopped. Grant and Danny, welcoming you back on the Fan. Bad news today is our buddy Austin Eckler, our weekly guest, he's going to join us every single Tuesday all season long at 5 o'clock, will not be with us today because he's in the concussion protocol. Was fantastic last night, but unfortunately got dinged. We're hoping for a speedy recovery for him. The good news is we will have a player presence on this show. Next man up in the National Football League. And joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, Bet Smarter to Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app as a BetQL.com. Our buddy, the holder.
The holder.
For your Washington Commanders, Tress Way, ladies and gentlemen.
Tress Way.
Joins us on Grant and Danny. The Commanders holder.
Guys, can you hear me okay? Because I'm on speakerphone because my hands hurt a little too much to actually hold the phone up to my head. Am I coming in okay?
We got you.
You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay.
It was an exhausting
good.
Night for you. In fact, one applause is not enough for Tress, if I could say that. He had to hold a field goal attempt, and he had to hold five extra points.
Five?
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Tress Way.
Yeah, thank you.
Tress Way. Now, remind me, Because I haven't seen you punt since week one.
Do you remember how to punt?
Right-footed or left-footed?
I'm thinking about switching it up. You know, there's no film on me these last couple weeks, and I like to keep the other team guessing. So if we ever punt again, I might just go righty. I hope it works out well.
Will you be fined by Dan Quinn? I saw you in the second quarter in the concourse last night in the club level. Your feet were up. You were wearing your full uniform, eating popcorn.
Remote in hand.
Sitting on a couch, texting someone. Are you even allowed to do that during a game?
No, honestly, of all of that, I'm okay to do all of that. But in hindsight, the popcorn just might have been a bad mistake. Just the hands might have gotten a little slippery on the holds. And so I probably could have done without the popcorn, go with maybe a nice salted pretzel. But yeah, other than that, I'm just a quick text away, and I'll be right down.
When do you think you'll punt again in a game?
I think I'll punt at practice tomorrow. And then other than that, it is that first time we call punt. If we actually do, you know, I'll look down and Izzo, DQ, they'll give the punt sign. And I may just have to respond with it. Are you sure? You know, like I've seen us convert a lot of fourths, a lot of third downs. I mean, like, they could give it another go. I've got their back either way. But yeah, you know, I'll have to double check that we're really going out and letting one rip.
I'm looking at the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page where we are streaming live today in high definition. And P.E. just asked, he said, what if his leg muscles atrophy? I mean, we're starting to worry.
That's what
we're
worried about.
Should you? Why even practice punting if you're not going to do it?
I know. And I don't mean to brag, but guys, 2 weeks in a row, I have had some really good pregame warm-ups. You know, just those moments where you're like, wow, all right, you know, the ball's really flying. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Nothing to show for it. But, you know, we're in Arizona for the week getting ready for the Cardinals. They brought in a full massage team to give the guys some massages. You sign up for little blocks. And I'm surprisingly sore from just all the squats of getting up and down and the nice little NFL trot. To and from the field goals and the PATs, and so the body's recovered. Going to do a little bit of a workout. Going to punt some tomorrow, and you understand. I just have to be ready because even though I'm just holding right now, I technically am the punter. So we'll see. Maybe I could talk with some of the guys in the NFL offices if you can actually change, you know, your position name or even, you know, like a slash, like punter slash holder. That
right.
I might just a pioneer. Yeah.
Well, the main reason, honestly, we wanted to get you on is to check in. We didn't know if you were still on the team.
I mean, I saw you on the sideline. Come off and congratulate Jeremy Reeves on a tackle.
That's right.
You have an awesome handshake. You know, it's very choreographed. You guys have rehearsed it. It looked really good. And I go, oh, there's Tress. And that's it. That's the last I saw you.
Yeah, I like to make my presence known in other ways. You know, I handed out a couple of ice cold waters and Gatorades yesterday. Gave a couple good handshakes, a couple good pats on the butt here and there, a couple good screams. You know, I was, as you guys probably remember, a couple years ago, I was supposed to have a date with y'all on the air, and my voice was gone. So
yes,
still let it rip a little bit vocally. But other than that, I'm still here. Still love being here, and anytime it's time to punt, I promise I'll be ready. So we'll just see when that happens.
Okay, this is a serious question. We've been joking around a lot, but I do actually have a real question about last night, and it actually comes from Michael. Michael wants to know, Tress, will you demand a trade to a team that punts?
No, absolutely not. Are you freaking kidding me? This is the best. I mean, like, of course I get out there. The biggest thing was. Now, and I'm going to sound a little selfish here, but I've known you guys for a long time, so I hope you can trust me. Okay. We were playing so well last night, and it was so much fun that there came a point where it looked like we were going to have to punt in the fourth quarter and maybe pin them deep before Jaden converts an unbelievable fourth down.
So was that like the second and 20 after the penalty sack? Is that what you were thinking?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. And I was like, yes, I freaking get to go in on this game where we're just killing them. And I get a chance to pin them deep and just to sprinkle into this win in a little bit. And oh my gosh, it did not end up happening. Whatever, the best part's coming into the locker room after everybody's just pumped. What an incredible game. And Adam Peters is just, he sees me and he just starts audibly laughing. And he goes, hey man, I think I need some money back here.
Jaden took your number and your gig. He doesn't let you punt anymore.
I think he did. I know, and I so help me God.
Was that part of the negotiation, by the way?
I never want to punt again.
You're like, I want tickets to the LSU game and to never punt.
Nope, absolutely not. I kept my punting gig, but so help me God, if the first time we punt in a few weeks turns out to be a quick kick, that's really going to rip my nips, man. I'm going to have a tough time with that one.
Commanders holder Tressway with us here on Grant and Danny, working on getting the slash, like a model slash actor, to his official business partner. When's the last time you've seen anything? I mean, this doesn't happen in the NFL, dude. Like, as I know we're in an offensive era, and I'm much older than you, so I remember when, like, teams would win, like, 10-6. Like, I'm old enough to remember some of those games. But, like, I can't remember anything like this where it's just this. Whatever the defense throws, it's like we actually have an answer for that that's better than what you've got.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on right now?
That's the part that has been so fun to watch. Like, obviously, these dudes are my buddies, and we are teammates. But it's also, like, whenever you have the game going like last night, like, there's this fun balance between, like, you saw the offensive guys cheering on the defensive guys cheering on the offensive guys, the holder cheering on the offense, you know, like, things like that. Everything has just been – it's been – seemingly so, like, attainable. It's not like these – and don't get me wrong, Jaden is making just freaking ridiculous plays, but, like, his poise and then Eckler and B-Rob and then just freaking – I mean, I'll take 17 on my team and anything the rest of my life. But, like, that's been the coolest part of watching our offense. And Cliff Kingsbury has one of the coolest power walks ever. Whenever our offense has been rolling these last couple weeks, just constantly moving the ball, he has, like, this little swag walk to him, and I'm like, oh, this dude is just, I mean, back in the day when I used to play the NCAA football and I used to roast all of my roommates in college, like, and I would be calling some good plays, I think I had that same walk, but Cliff has, like, a vibe about him, and it's been so cool. It's been so cool these last 2 weeks, and last night was just so fun, man.
He's very handsome. Cliff Kingsbury
just
is.
Just a baritone voice. I'm sorry about my attention being paid to you.
And so is Tressway. Yep. The holder for the Commanders is joining us here on Grant and Danny on the Fan. Who should get the ball? The first ever touchdown for Jaden Daniels went to Trent Scott, an offensive lineman.
We're split on this, Tress.
Yeah, Danny and I disagree. Danny says Jaden Daniels is the only guy that matters. Nobody else matters. Jaden Daniels, I love him, whatever else. My point is he's going to have a few more of those in his career. Trent Scott gets one of those. I'm giving that thing to Trent Scott.
I'm a big Seinfeld guy, and I think that they should take the Newman approach of Elaine and Kramer and sawing the bike in half, and we should tell both of them, hey, guys, we're going to cut the ball in half, and the first person to raise up and say, no, don't destroy the ball, go ahead, he can have it. That's the true holder of the ball. And this is coming from a holder of the ball myself. Mm-hmm. But that should be the person who should hold the ball. And I think DQ should do it in our next team meeting. I think he should say, guys, we're going to cut the ball in half. And I'd be interested to see. You know, I've been really impressed with Jaden's humility. I honestly could see him standing up and saying, you know what, let's let Trent have this one. And
so it's like a test. It's like when he dragged the table in Men in Black. Whoever says the other guy gets it first actually gets it.
Yeah, it's like the true test of leadership, right? Rex, you say you don't want to be a leader.
That's right.
So going straight Seinfeld here, Tressler, to me this is the chocolate babka, right? Where the number, like, you've got it first, and whoever has it maybe has it. Or, you know, the marble rye where Jared just takes it and runs with it, where he gets his knee, where he picks his knees up and says, give me the marble rye, you old bag, and runs away. It's interesting that you went full bicycle there. I don't know, man. To me, this is like, thank you, Trent, that's a novelty, but this is the kid's first touchdown pass. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing more special than that.
And if I may, you know, Trent, and I understand, in all the excitement, he spikes the ball, he starts the dance. Jaden saw the O-line quickly get together to celebrate, and Jaden made a beeline to pick up the ball. So maybe that just shows. All right, he got his hands on it. I think Jaden should have it. But this may be a little, you know, I may be a little cavalier with this. I think the dude's going to have some more touchdowns in his career. So I'm anxious to see how we handle that one.
Commanders holder Tressway, our good pal, with us today on Grant and Danny after an amazing win on Monday Night Football. What dreams are made of. It's a Hall & Oates Tuesday here on G&D. So last night we're leaving the stadium. We came out here with our buddies who sponsor our show, Condori and Murad. We had a traveling crew sitting in the club level, probably 7 or 8 deep. And, you know, they were talking about how they're like, I cannot believe we haven't punted in 2 games. And I lead the league in, like, deadpan dad jokes that aren't funny, but you have to really push through the wall. So I'm like, what is it? What are you saying? And they're like,
what's the word you're using?
And I'm like, no, the P word. What is that? They're like, punt? And I'm like, yeah, what is that? What if the next time you have to punt and, like, Quinn yells punt. You in the middle of the game with like the play clock running down, you do that bit on the sideline until Dan Quinn's like, that's not funny, or burns a timeout. Like you're like, what? I don't understand. What word is that? What are you saying?
What's the word you're using?
Yeah, I have often, you understand there's a lot of emphasis on this next punt now. And so
yep.
I'm kind of pulling for it to be, you know, like an inside the 20 punt where I can hopefully just hang one up and pin them like right on the 1 yard line. And so it'll be like, yes, that is why we punt every once in a while. But oh man, if we get one backed up, I mean, I'm just going full long drive competition where it's either going 80 yards or 20 yards and off the side of the foot because I just got to let it eat.
Well, this feels to me like a great setup for the next time Washington drops back to punt, and then it's Puma Let's Rage Part 2.
Oh, Puma 2?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh, I would love that. That would let's just continue the streak on. There's no pun. Let's just I'll let one air out.
And that's kind of what I'm saying, where it's like I like my one-on-one matchup. We're actually not punting. I'm going a little back shoulder here. I'm a left-handed Brett Favre.
Stick aside, this is the first time in the Super Bowl era that a team has gone two straight games without a punt and a turnover.
It's incredible.
We're not that far away from, like, the next time they punt, they have to send the ball to Canton. You know, we're like, they have to go get the ball. And they're like, this was Tressway's first punt since week one. Like, you won't get to keep it. They got to send it to Canton.
Yes. I mean, I was thinking back. I had one of my buddies text me. He's like, dude, I just can't believe you haven't punted since week one. And I started to think back of just being at Tampa in that last punt. And I was like, oh, my God, that might as well be last year. I mean, like, that feels like it was even before the preseason games. But yeah, hey, man, I'm all for the holds. This has been a lot of fun.
So you made the trip to Arizona. You're not going to go hang out with Bree and the kids. You are going to just go to the game anyway?
Yeah, you understand. I am still on the roster as the punter, and I gotta be sharp and I gotta be ready because I know our fans don't like for us to give the ball to the other team, but I really do enjoy punting the football, and it's a lot of fun. And whenever you're able to influence the game and flip the field and do things like that, it's just we haven't had to do it. So that's just I have to prepare for all that as like you know just in case.
I just hope you don't have bonuses on, like, if I punt X amount of times.
I do not. I do not.
Oh, attaboy.
That's good.
So the kids can still have a good Christmas.
This is my last one, Tressler. I've obviously never been an NFL player, and I don't know what any of it's like. It seems really hard. But you fly from Cincinnati, or I guess it's like Kentucky because that's what the airport is. This whole thing is very confusing to me. Last night, you're already on the road again. You're on to the next city, but you're still coming down from that win. What is the plane like when it's like time for everybody probably to catch some sleep, but you probably can't because you're so jacked up because of what you just did on Natty TV? What's that plane ride like?
Yeah. I think it actually worked out really well where we kind of did like an extended locker room hangout post game because we were sneaking up on midnight and man, we just had the music playing, everybody talking, laughing. It was just such a great celebration. But man, not 5 minutes into that bus ride to the airport, it got real silent. Everybody was pretty toast, and especially once we got to the airport, we knew we were kind of flying overnight to AZ.
Yeah.
It was very quickly, all right, we're coming down off this awesome high. Let's catch some Z's and then get ready for Arizona.
Well, Tress, we are proud of you. Those six holds last night, absolutely
you
incredible.
You held the hell out of that football.
Well, you grabbed
Man,
the ball,
you.
And then you
thank
put
you.
It down, laces out.
That was like, spinny.
Just that spin on the ground thing that you do.
Like Marino.
Worth every penny,
Man.
Bro. Worth every penny.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for noticing. Thank you for caring. And, yeah, thanks for asking. I'm good. I'm here. Love being a part of the crew in whatever way that is. But, yeah, I'm holding for now, and I'll take it.
That's Commander's holder, Tressway. On Grant and Danny, our pal, doing things last night.
Doing work.
Lost amid the gem. The six holds by Tressway. The double play is next. You are listening live to The Fan. Grant and Danny on The Fan on a Hall & Oates Tuesday. Getting ready for a double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. Our double play on G&D each and every day. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. This is on the heels of a 38-33 win that we were at. A couple of thoughts on the stadium. I thought I could just give a little behind the scenes on our experience. So,
surely.
We got off the air yesterday, hustled from Lawrenceburg, where we're hosts, where we're hosting the show from the Penn Play destination here, the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino, Thom's Watch Bar. Easy drive. I mean, there's really no traffic anywhere around here. So even in rush hour with a couple of minutes of backup, took us no time. So we ended up getting dropped off by a shuttle from our hotel, basically at the stadium. Walked up, great vibes. Everybody outside, very nice, all kind of eating and drinking and being merry on the street. But I got myself a slice of pizza. That was my pregame meal. Danny Ruye walked the concourse a bit. I was all about the just sitting in my seat and watching the warm-ups. Now, we talked about this last week.
Yep.
And I already knew you were going to be the guy that was going to go investigate the stadium. I honestly have no idea. What did you end up eating?
So I paced around a little bit, just did a couple laps, got the lay of the land, saw a couple things that were intriguing to me.
Found out where your exits are.
Yeah, made 100%. I do that. Made some mental notes to myself and thought, okay, I think I narrowed it down to a few different options. And I went to this. It was the least lined, if that's even the right terminology. I'm not even sure what I'm trying to say. The lines were short at this place. And it was what I'd learned earlier this weekend. People have been telling me about this. I had no idea, by the way, before I came to the Queen City. But this is the home of the second largest Oktoberfest in the world.
Amazing.
Right? Yeah.
Munich, Germany.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio this weekend. It was one block from Great American Ballpark on Sunday when I was there to watch games.
So to be clear, you know, in Munich it's the number one, but number two is Cincinnati. That is natural progression. That's what you always think of when you think of, you know, the Germans.
Do you think Dieter was in town?
Yes, I'm always here. Anytime you need me, I'm just available one phone call away. You text, I show up. That's what happens. I'm here for Oktoberfest, Septemberfest, Bengals games. That's the jungle. I've been to the jungle. I've also been to the stadium. Anyway, so I had this kind of like German thing on my mind, right? And there was like a German food station, one of the vendors there. And the names were just outstanding for all the different things. It was like a Strupwaffen, Heipenflüben, you know, type deal. I have no idea what anything was. So what I ended up eating was a piece of like a big hunk of bologna, right?
Okay.
That they grill between two waffles with a little cheese. And I got to tell you, it was delightful. An outstanding dinner. A little bit of sweet, a little bit of salty with your fried bologna. It plays kind of like a hot dog, if I'm being honest. I could barely finish the whole thing. I will tell you that. Now, I know I don't eat the way I used to, but still, it was a heavy situation.
In the most surprising thing you'll hear all day, my priority was how quickly can I get something as fast and as close to me as possible to get me back to my seat. So we were sitting in section, I don't know, was it 243?
245.
243, 245, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk directly out into our little club-level concourse, there was just pizza and soda and popcorn and stuff.
And the place next to it was Skyline Chili.
Yes, it was. But we did not do Skyline Chili.
No, we did not.
There was no line. I got a slice of pizza in a box. I got a souvenir cola. And I went right back to my seat. A little bit later, at halftime, I decided I wanted something. I went right back to the same stand, and I got popcorn and a cola. Went right back to my seat. The only time we went anywhere else, me and Kia went and got a cocktail. We went and got a little bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Figured I would, I thought I would need it.
Sure.
It was more of a celebratory bourbon than, you know, a pick-me-up bourbon.
The shoes the other drop bourbon.
kind of, yeah. Exactly. A little Buffalo Trace on the rocks for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, it was a celebratory Buffalo Trace. But
indeed,
everything was within 20 yards of me. So really didn't experience or walk around the stadium a ton, which I normally like to do. This was a business trip for me.
Yep.
I was here to watch Jaden Daniels throw dimes and watch the Commanders stun the Bengals.
So at halftime,
and chew some bubble gum.
Yeah, no one knew what to do. This was so baffling. They just scored three. This is a primetime game. They're scoring touchdowns.
Oh, actually,
they're
let me
driving.
Say this.
This is fantastic.
When halftime started, before you even get there,
yep.
So the final gun sounds on the first half, and like the players are running off the field, and Danny stands up. Me and Darius are just looking at each other. All three of us are just kind of taking turns, like looking at each other, not saying anything. And Danny goes like this. Okay. I don't know what's happening. And then he goes, I'm going to go this way. And he just walked away. Like,
I walked around.
He just walked away.
I just paced. I just kept saying, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
He was just gone. He's like, we're all just like, I don't know, man. And he's like, I don't know what's happening. And then you just point toward the, you're like, I'm going to go that way.
Go that way. And so, I don't know if I'm eating feelings. I don't know what the feelings are. I don't know if I'm happy. I don't know what. I don't know. I just didn't understand what was happening. I'm in a daze.
That feeling is joy, Danny.
It was great. And so I passed a couple times as I'd done some laps, because this is what the reconnaissance work is all about. I passed a dessert stand, and they had some fanciful pies there. And I had myself an apple pie with caramel corn on top. Now, you heard the word caramel correctly. There's an A in there. We should respect the A. Not in the way that old dumb Brian McCann used to make people respect the A in Atlanta, because he was a clown shoe. I'm talking about the A in the word caramel. They say caramel round here in Indiana and kind of this mild Midwest that we're in. So I caught a little shrapnel for that. But either way, I also caught a piece of apple pie with the caramel on top. And by the time I got back to you guys, it was already gone because I housed it. Then I still wasn't sure what I was supposed to be doing. So I waited in line for popcorn, and they were confused by the idea that someone would want popcorn, and that took a long time. So I saw Austin Eckler's return on television on the closed circuit. But anyway, get to the end, I wanted a Coney dog. Now, I'd made such a big stand against Skyline Chili because it's nubs and stupid.
Can't be a hypocrite.
That I couldn't be a hypocrite, so I ended up not getting that.
But he got a win.
But I got a W instead.
You got almost 40 points. Almost
I hate that W like Jameis Winston.
A 40 burger. Two quick tweets I want to read you from Dylan and Tilly. He says, I'm in San Diego wearing a Daniels jersey around. People are coming up to me saying this, like, wow, what a game. He's the real deal. I'm so happy for you guys. You deserve it. People are telling him that in San Diego. It says, night and day isn't the correct comparison. I could cry. Says, another elderly man at the grocery store said, wow, he looked good last night. Glad it was in primetime. Wouldn't have seen it otherwise. Is this how it feels to be good? I don't know this feeling. Yeah, soak it up. This is a get-to day for Commanders fans, not a have-to day. We deal with a lot of the crap for the very rare afternoon like this one on a Victory Tuesday, a Hall & Oates Tuesday on G&D. This coming hour, let's do a deep dive into Jaden Daniels' gem. Just a complete masterpiece from the rookie and Cliff Kingsbury offensively. You're listening to The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.